Are the innovations you bring to guitars, such as banjo-style tuners, driven by song or pure invention? What inspires you to these creations?
It's all driven by song. It's all whatever it takes to get a tune, whatever it takes.
Would you expand a bit on the idea that your compositions are a marriage between technical discovery and an emotional idea?
Technique is the bicycle upon which you get to where you want to go emotionally. Composition, for me, can start with an emotional concept, it can start with a melodic concept, or it can simply start with a technical device that triggers some kind of emotional or musical response.
Does that mean, in layman's terms, you were sitting around playing, you're noodling around, and something comes to you? Or do you have a concept for the song before you sit down? Do you know, have in your mind what the notes are? Or is it just something that comes to you as you play?
There's no regularity to it. It happens any which way. I wrote one tune on a bicycle riding home from Gospel Oak to Shepherd's Bush.
What do you think about when you're performing a song? Are you in the moment, or do you think ahead of the part that's coming up? And is there enough muscle memory in the fingers that you can be thinking totally of something else?
Oh, I don't know. There's no time to look at it when you're doing it. I'm aware of what's coming towards me, especially if I think there's a gap. Then it comes at me like a train, and I pray for muscle memory to ride through it. And sometimes it does, sometimes it doesn't. So I think what one has to remember is that this isn't some guy standing up there being a god or being terribly important or doing something. Well, it is terribly important, actually, because it's human interaction. That's what makes it important. But we're not, you know, if we can get the pomposity out of it, we're not the great artist performing. We're sharing something fundamental to all of us in that moment, and that's what we're there for. These people are our friends. They've come so that we can all share this great thing that we have going on. And I think if you can come at it that way, which is what it actually is, then perhaps it's not quite so scary. I mean, it is scary, yeah, but, you know, that's kind of what it is.
You just have to remember that people are here, they want to like you. Right?
They want you to be okay. They want you to feel fine. And I think that shows, too.
It seems you're always busy touring, like you're always on the road. The question is, how do you keep the set interesting for yourself night after night?
The event is always interesting. The event, and everything, it always has a different flow. I think an audience always has a profound influence on how one performs. You can feel it.
All the legheads that I know have seen you 4 or 5 times. What do you think you offer that keeps people coming back and that you would want to be remembered for?
Oh, it's a bit of a laugh, isn't it? You know, a bit of fun.